Here are my three things on Isaiah chapter 36. Number one, just from context sake, Isaiah 36 through 39 really is historical. It really brings to head all of the Assyrian problem that has been talked about and prophesied about in various ways over the last number of chapters in the first half of the book. And so as at this time, after the Israelites in the northern kingdom were taken away, their kingdom was destroyed, now Sennacherib is on his way, and now he's going to try and take Judah as well. He laid siege to and he captured one fortified city after another. And after he attacked these cities and took them, over 40 of them, the well-fortified city of Lachish stood next in line, and after that, Jerusalem. So the Assyrians are getting very close to Jerusalem and to King Hezekiah. And it was in this situation when Hezekiah sent envoys to Sennacherib's camp outside of Lachish, trying to save Jerusalem from a similar siege. If you want to look at 2 Kings chapter 18, you'll see how that plays out. And so in the end, Sennacherib keeps coming, and he sends a messenger to Jerusalem, to Hezekiah, with a message from King Sennacherib. And in this message, he emphasizes what a great and mighty king he represents, that Hezekiah should perceive that in comparison with the mighty king of Assyria, he is powerless and can do nothing to prevent the capture of Jerusalem. He's mocked with, among others, the following words: "Your plan and military strength are empty talk or empty promises." And why are they empty? Why is everything Hezekiah is saying worthless? Why is he so powerless? Well, he points to two powers in whom, according to Sennacherib, is foolish to put his hope. Well, number one, Egypt. Egypt is compared to a splintered staff of reed, unreliable for support. And God had pointed out in prophecy that this is foolish to trust Egypt. But number two, he says the Lord, who is, according to Sennacherib, is equally powerless as other gods. And yes, he does imply that he has an assignment from the Lord to destroy the land, which was true. The Lord used Assyria as his weapon of wrath against his rebellious people in the northern kingdom. Maybe that's what he's referring to, maybe not. But in any way, he overstepped the parameters of the assignment which the Lord was given. Was given to him. And so that's my number two, dealing with the message from Sennacherib to Hezekiah. And number three, we hear the response of the herald, the messengers from Sennacherib, after they were told to asked to speak in the language of diplomacy in Aramaic, not in the language of the people. And in response, they were trying to get the people of Jerusalem to doubt Hezekiah. "Don't let Hezekiah deceive you. Don't listen to Hezekiah. What can he do to save you?" And in the end, what can the Lord even save you? Isn't that what the world does? The world, our sinful nature, Satan, isn't that what they want to do? They want to plant that seed and get us not to trust the Lord. Can the Lord save you? That's the deception we deal with all the time. Can God save you? Yes, he can. And in fact, the next chapter, when Hezekiah hears all this, he seeks Isaiah's advice. And we hear the Lord's answer to Sennacherib's message. And so may the Lord bless you the rest of this day.